Well, when she was a young woman, she both my grandmothers have just died since I was 40, so I knew them. She was, when she was a young woman, she taught piano lessons. And then all my life, she was a clerk at Leonard's Department Store here in town. Sometime in between, when she was a young widow, she took in sewing.
Mm-hmm. And her education?
I don't even know the way it, well, I know my grandmother Lacey finished high school in Kosciuszko, and Meekie, you would say, had a high school education.
Mm-hmm.
All of us, all the women in the family.
Okay. That includes your grandmother on your mother's side?
Both of them, uh-huh.
Okay. What was your grandmother on your mother's side occupation?
She was the county welfare agent at one time, and then she was a visitor. That was before the educational requirements were so high.
You said she was a what after she was a welfare agent?
A visitor in the welfare office.
What is that?
Well, you go out and visit. You used to have to go in the house and see if they really needed it. Mm-hmm. Now you just take their word for it.
I see.
And I would drive her a lot because I was interested in the county and the roads and houses and people and places.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see, your grandfather on your mother's side, his schooling. Where did he go?
He went to Birmingham Southern Dental School. There may not even be such a school anymore, but...
I don't think so. I was wondering if your grandfather and your father said he went to the University of Alabama Medical School.
That's probable, but I don't know. I can't say that for a fact.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me a little about your husband. How old is he?
He's 8 years older than I am. He was born in 1925, and I was born in 33.
So he's, what, 54?
Mm-hmm. 55. He's had a birthday this year.
All right.
And he, Ms. Watson had, you know, lived so far out in the country and had so many children that she stashed them around all over everywhere with relatives so they could go to high school. Some of them went to French camp, some of them to Ethel. And Billy lived with an old cousin near the edge of town to go to high school, and he did finish high school in Kosciuszko.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was in a Navy V-12 unit that sent him to Princeton and the University of Chicago and Sewanee.
Mm-hmm.
He was from so far out in the country that I don't think he'd ever been to Jackson. At that time, he didn't know that Millsaps was a Methodist school, and he could have asked to go to Millsaps, but he didn't specify.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent him to Sewanee first.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got out of the Navy, he went to State.
Mm-hmm.
See, he was already like a junior.
Mm-hmm.
The credits they would accept that he'd had, like in navigation.
Mm-hmm.
And he took agricultural engineering at State and was going to farm.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't farm too long.
So he actually graduated with a degree in agriculture?
In agricultural engineering.
What does he do now?
He works for the Department of the Interior as a hydrologist. The U.S. Geological Survey, which nobody had ever heard of until Mount Helen blew up, and they give their reports every day.
Right. Okay, he's Presbyterian too?
No. He doesn't go to church.
Okay. No affiliation?
His family's Methodist, and they won't take his name off at the Methodist church, but he doesn't go.
Okay. Is he interested in clubs, civic groups, that kind of thing?
Oh, no. Not really.
Okay.
He works in Jackson, and that makes it kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
When he first went to work for them, he was traveling all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I guess, why we didn't move to Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's so near retirement, it would be silly for us to.
Yeah.